feel after this service today as though you have been rebuked, please don't look at me. I'm just the messenger. So I want to minister a message this morning that I've entitled Hearts, Not Habits. Hearts. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 5, I want to minister for just a few moments this morning on the topic of reverence. Reverence. It's something that has quickly faded from the church as we become more and more casual in our worship. At the same time, we've become more irreverent towards the things of God. And many of us, although we would never go out and just do sinful things, drinking, smoking, and those types of things, there is an obvious sin that is in our life that we don't talk about, we don't acknowledge, we live in absolute ignorance of it. But it's a dishonoring of God. Now, the term reverence, it means a deep respect that produces honor. It's a careful conduct that gives way to obedience in our lives. And so in Ecclesiastes, we'll just begin reading with the 5th chapter and the 1st verse. It says, "Keep thy foot when thou goest into the house of God, and be ready, more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they consider not that they do evil." Let's pray. Father, we just come to you this morning, thanking you first for your presence in this room and asking you, Lord, that you would increase the conviction in this room as this message goes, that you would put your finger on each one of our hearts. And that, Lord, each one of us, that you would give us a personal rebuke of whatever's happening in our lives. Father, help me today to get out of the way, to become transparent, that you might speak directly to your people without my own personal flesh getting in your way. We just want to hear from you, Lord. We want to hear your will and your words for our life. We ask you as well that you bless the offering that we receive today here in the worship room and across the online experience. God, bless those that give in support of this ministry and help each one of us here in the worship room, across the webcast, as we hear this word today, help us to apply it to our own lives. We pray it all in Jesus' name, thanking you for it. Amen and amen. The writer of Ecclesiastes tells us, he gives this is important instruction. He says, keep your foot. It simply means to walk carefully and conduct yourself with reverence. That's what he's talking about. That we'll walk carefully, conduct ourselves with reverence when thou goest into the house of God, meaning that when we come to church. Now, many of us, we lose track. Many of us here are professional churchgoers. We go to church several times a month, if not every single week. And that's good and that's wonderful, and we should do that. But we come to church so often that we lose track of what is really happening. We're not coming to a building and collecting ourselves to sing 3 songs and listen to a sermon. But we, as the children of God, are assembling ourselves in the presence of God to give him an offering and to receive back his instruction for our lives. But because we do it so often, and we've done it maybe for years, for decades, we lose track of you're not coming to Christ Unveiled to hear a preacher. You're coming to the presence of Almighty God. And that's it's important that we conduct ourselves in that way, realizing that I've come to assemble myself in the presence of the Master with all the saints to offer him worship, to offer him praise, which, by the way, you cannot worship him without ever worshiping him. You can't praise him without ever having praised him. And I know people say, well, it's in my heart. If it were in your heart, the outward man would show it. Because when we watch an NBA game or NFL game or UFC fighting, we become physically involved in it. Have you ever watched a fight? I don't know if you guys are into fights. You ever find yourself doing this with the fight? Because you're into it, you feel it, and it shows in your physical being. If it's not showing externally in your physical being, there's precious little in your heart. And I'm not here to criticize anyone today, but it is important that we realize that God deserves reverence. He deserves honor. He says, keep that foot when thou goest into the house of God and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools. Just simply means empty, careless acts of religion. That we come to hear what God has for us. It goes on to say, for they consider not that they do evil. Simply meaning it's very easy. I see it every single week. People come in with good intentions. And they come in because they know they're supposed to come to church. And they do, and they come to church. But they never enter into his presence at all. They just came to the building. They never entered into worship. They just sang the songs that everybody else was singing. And you have to come to church with intentionality. When you come, you have to already have made up in your mind, I'm coming into the presence of God. I'm going to give him the praise of my lips, and I'm going to receive a word from on high from him. But it's very easy. I see it every week that we're comfortable in the lobby just having a conversation while the worship is going because we feel no compulsion to be part of it. Or the word is going forth, and we're in the corner having a conversation about how good the game was this last week. And that is an irreverence towards God. We don't even know that we're in his presence. We find in the book of Genesis a very well-known passage of scripture. Chapter 2, verse 16 says, the Lord God commanded the man, talking about Adam, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest eat, freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Now, have you ever considered why God did this? He created a garden that had every manner of precious fruit, and no doubt vegetables, and whatever produce we have on the planet today, it was in the garden. There were thousands of different fruit that Adam could eat of. But God said this one specific one, there was nothing special about the fruit. This one specific one, I do not want you to eat of it because if you eat of it, bad things are going to happen. Have you ever wondered why? In giving that one particular fruit, God gave Adam one point through which he could show reverence to his creator. It was a simple thing, was just eating the fruit. It's very simple. And as long as he didn't eat of that, it was showing reverence that he would walk right by it and remember, oh, the Lord said, don't eat of that. I got to leave that alone. And that was showing reverence in his obedience to God. Well, we have simple things in our lives too. We don't have a fruit tree. We don't have that commandment. You can eat whatever you want. We don't have that commandment. But there are some things that we should maintain to show our reverence for God. You see how I'm dressed? I dress like this no other time in my life. Anytime you see me that I'm not here, I've got on blue jeans and a t-shirt. I would never present myself to the Lord in blue jeans and a t-shirt. And there's nothing wrong with them. I wear them all the time. But I, with intentionality, come to the house of the Lord. I make special provision. I hang stuff out a week before, making sure that when I come, I'm coming to present myself to God, not to y'all. If it was just you, I'd be in blue jeans and a t-shirt. But I'm coming to present myself to God. And I want to make an effort to present myself. And it's important, you know, now it's not unusual for people to come in their gym shorts and their wife beater t-shirt. Just say, you know, we're casual now. Everything's casual now. And I get that. Casual is cool. But when we come to assemble ourselves before the Lord, we must come with intentionality. And so God put this one fruit in the garden. So Adam had a way of showing his reverence towards God. How do you, I'll ask this question, how do you show your reverence, your honoring God? And just saying, well, I go to church. Well, that's not enough. But how do you show God your respect, your honor, your reverence for him? Someone said, well, I pay my tithe. Well, that's not enough. Our lives as we grow and mature in Christ should become more and more disciplined, more and more controlled by our relationship to him. You know, if you leave the house and say, well, I don't know, I'm either going to go to the church or go bowling. I'm not sure yet. Listen, I'll find out when I get to the red light when they take the turn. There's no intentionality in that. There's no honor that comes from that. And so when we come up that morning, when we get up, we should already be talking to God. Lord, I'm coming. I just want to worship. I want to praise you. And I want you to speak to my life. And when we come in, there should be a revering and a honoring of the things of God. And this is one of the reasons the church is so pathetically weak. We say, well, I want more of God. I want more of his presence. How can he give us more of his presence when we're irreverent towards him? Why would he give us more of his spirit when we dishonor him? He says in Proverbs 3 and 9, it says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all thine increase. Now, we've generally used this, and it's correct to talk about financial giving, which I don't want to really deal with today. But when it says the first fruit of all thine increase, first fruit, of course, refers to the tithe. But he says, honor the Lord with thy substance. You know what the most valuable thing that you have is? It's not your money. It's not your diamonds or your gold. The most valuable thing that you have that you cannot get any more of, you only got what you got, is your time. It's your time. And we have become chronic abusers of coming into the presence of God late. God said, wait, the Bible said, wait on the Lord, but we expect the Lord to wait on us till we get there. And I've seen it, and we walk out, I've watched it. People walk out the same way they came in, having received nothing, just had another church attendance. And why would God move amongst us when we are so irreverent towards him? We look at the early church, 120 that were there in Pentecost when the Holy Spirit fell. They had been there 10 days. just in the presence of God, waiting upon the Lord, actually waiting upon the Lord. What are we waiting for? I don't know. He just said to wait. And when he moved, I mean, it shook the entire creation. But we have precious little move of God now because of the irreverence and the dishonoring of him in our activity. You know, when the Supreme Court justices of the United States Supreme Court, when they meet, this is how it works. All of the observers have to already be there. The different lawyers and their teams have to be there. Everybody has to be there. And then they say, everybody stand up. You have to be there first, but then stand up. And then the honorable justices walk in to take their place. And everybody sits down. If you're not there when they walk out, the justices, you can't be part of that. That's the respect that we give a man-made assembly. That's the respect that we give to another man. But we get so used to coming in the presence of the meek and mild and gentle Jesus that we begin to cut corners. It's quiet in here. We begin to cut corners and, I'm going to be 10 minutes late. And I could get that if you had a flat tire or something. I get that. But you ain't got no flat tire every week. At some point in time, if you have it in your heart, I'm going to be there. Most of us could actually be there. It's something that we have to do with intentionality. I can say this, and I'm not boasting of myself at all. I've got my own issues. I've been pastoring now for 30 years. I never get here late, never in 30 years. You know why? Because with intentionality, I'm always here 1 hour early, at least. Sometimes two, sometimes three. And so I say, well, you're the pastor. Well, I did this when I wasn't the pastor. I always got to church an hour early because I'm coming to present myself to the Lord. See, it doesn't matter if y'all are here or not. That don't matter to me. I'm coming to present myself to my king. And I bring the very best that I have to him. Oh, it may not be much. You might say, well, that looks like a cheap suit. Well, it is. But it's the best I got in my closet. And I come and I present myself to the Lord. And saints, that's a requirement for all of us. Anything other than that is irreverence and dishonor. We get involved in the habit of coming to church, but not the heart. And it becomes more dangerous for those that have been coming to church for 10, 20 years. It's very easy to begin to cut corners. There's a story in the Bible, the sons of Aaron, they were Levites. Aaron was the first high priest. His sons, Nadab and Abihu, their job was to orchestrate things within the tabernacle and to offer up worship through incense to the Lord. And the proper way they were supposed to do it is to walk way out to the brazen altar and get fire from the brazen altar to put into their censer and to put incense upon it to offer up worship. But what they did, I imagine they said, man, that brazen altar is way out there. Let's just take some from this menorah. Let's just take some fire from here to get the fires burning. And the Bible said a fire went out from the Lord and struck them both dead. Because of their irreverence. What that means is that starting in the Holy of Holies, the fire came from the Lord. A bolt of lightning came right through the veil without scorching it and struck them both dead on the spot. Because they were cutting corners and it was an irreverence towards the Lord. Ananias and Sapphira, the same thing. There was an irreverence towards the Lord. And God would not give me this message if you and I were not in danger. And actually guilty of sometimes being irreverent towards him. Not giving him the reverence. I know we love him. I don't doubt that everyone here today would say, of course I love Jesus Christ. I don't doubt your love. But our reverence sometimes does not display our love. We cut corners and we oftentimes can be unaware. Unaware that what we're doing is not pleasing to God. So there's two points I want to make. Number one is our reverence of God should displace and precede every other priority in your life. And the reason is God said, thou shalt have no other gods before the Lord thy God. And whatever priority we have that's higher than our reverence from God, that is an idol in your life. I said that's an idol in your life. And all of us have different reasons for our tardiness, but let's just be honest. Most of us just can't get out of bed. We get a late start getting out of bed, and it just gets later and later and later. And I get that. I'm just like you. I have things happen. That's why I have always said I'm going to start with intentionality to be there 1 hour early. Even if I'm late, I'm still a half hour early. It's a discipline. It's a discipline that over the years, it's just normal living. It has. I came up under a pastor who was chronically late to everything. Late to everything. And I saw how unseemly, ungodly, how destructive it was to the congregation that even before I ever started pastoring, I put the discipline within myself. I'm going to be there. I don't care if he shows or not. This is about me and my God. This is not about me and my pastor. It's not me and the church or me and the congregation. This is about me and my God. And I am determined I'm going to give him the reverence because he dug down deep into the mud hole to pull me up. And I'm going to reverence him. I'm going to honor him. And I would ask you to consider your ways. We let other things take the priority away slowly, little by little. And they seem like good things. And sometimes they are good things. But listen, in context to what I'm preaching, listen to this passage in Matthew chapter 10, 37. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Now, this is Jesus' expectation. The love for a father and a mother is one of the strongest natural bindings that we have. But Jesus said, if that begins to overtake your love for the Lord, he goes, it's not, you're not worthy of even walking with me. That's tight, isn't it? Really, it's not tight. We're just weak. It's not tight at all. It's reasonable. He goes on to say, and he that loveth his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. This is Jesus on behalf of the Godhead taking his rightful place in our life. Nothing becomes more important. You know, when my daughters were growing up and I had just begun pastoring, actually I wasn't even pastoring yet. I was just going to the church, as I said, always going early. And it was difficult for people to keep up. And thankfully, my wife is sturdy. She's strong. I got two cars. I'm going to church. If y'all can make it, by the time I get in that car, you can drive with me. If you can't, I'll see you there. Brothers, husbands, you are the man of that house. My God, be a man. My God, be a man. Stop being up underneath your wife. Get up, lead your family. Say, we're going to be there. We're going to reverence the Lord. We're going to do it on time, or there'll be hell in this house until we do. You've got to do that. Your wife is not supposed to be the leader of your house. See, we want headship in every other way except our responsibilities. You can never come to the place that you need to be in the Lord until you reverence him. We give more respect, honor, and reverence to other things in our life than we do to the Lord. And this has been the way of God's people from the very beginning. It's human flesh is what it is. It's the way we are in our flesh. If you're not walking in the Spirit, you're going to always savor the things of man more than the things of God. And that's what it comes down to. Here's what God says in Malachi. And I'm going to end early because I feel like I'm digging in maybe a little bit too much. Malachi chapter 1, beginning with verse 7. This is the Lord speaking directly concerning this issue of irreverence. He says, you offer polluted bread upon mine altar. Polluted bread means something that's less than our best. It's not the best that we're going to bring something. We're just not bringing our best. He says, you offer polluted bread upon mine altar, and you say, where have we polluted thee? Many times we walk absolutely ignorant of how irreverent our actions are. Wherein have we polluted thee? In that you say the table of the Lord is contemptible. In other words, we're treating the things of God with dishonor and contempt. And because we're ignorant of it, that doesn't make it different. That doesn't make it still. It's still irreverent. He goes on to say, and if you offer the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? Again, in those days, you'd offer up a lamb or a goat or whatever animal you were bringing, but you were expected to bring the best of your flock, not the goat that was blind. That's a taking a shortcut. It's just, here's what it is. It's doing what habitually we need to do to obey the ceremony, but not actually having the heart of a true sacrifice. Am I making sense? And if you offer a blind sacrifice, is it not evil? And if you offer the lame and the sick, is that not evil? Again, it's taking the lame, the part of the flock that, they're going to die anyway, and bring that to the Lord. It's less than the best that we have to offer. And what we should really do, again, with intentionality, say, God, I'm going to bring my best. I'm going to dress in a way that I don't dress any other time. And I'm not telling you what to wear to church. I'm telling it should be different than what you wore to the bowling alley. Oh, it's tight. But I like my casual clothing. Well, just go on. You and the Lord work with that. And if you offer the lame and the sick, is it not evil? Offer it now to thy governor. Will he be pleased with it? In other words, what we offer the Lord in the terms of our attire, in the terms of our timeliness, in the terms of our reverence, offer that same thing to your employer and see if you still have a job. If you work for me, you won't. When I look to hire somebody, the main thing I look at, can you be on time? It's just me. It's just me. If you start at 9 o'clock and you roll up at 9 o'clock, you're not that excited about what you're doing. And the reason I look at it like that, I got here an hour before 9 o'clock. And I'm not measuring you against myself. I'm just saying that there's a heart that comes along with everything that we do for the Lord. And that heart should constantly be reaching out for more. For me to come 3 hours early to any service, that's no big deal. I don't have nothing else on my plate. And if I do, I just knock it off. Say, I am going to honor the Lord at what I do. And what I've noticed in my own life is the window just continues to get smaller and smaller. See, when you're in the Broadway, you can live it like you want to. Plenty of room for all your mess. But when you begin to walk under the weight of the cross, your world becomes smaller and smaller and smaller. And as the world gets smaller, you are being disposed of. The you that you are, and the you that you are is the problem. Man, it's tight in here. It's just, come on. The problem in my life is me. It's so much of me left. But as the window gets tighter and tighter, me is being thrown out. And that's what I really want. Even though at times it's uncomfortable, even though at times it's not what I would naturally do, the window gets smaller and tighter. And my life gets better and better. And when we begin to truly reverence the Lord, when we begin to truly reverence him, he becomes more pleased, not with what we do on Sunday morning only, but what we do in every area of our life. Because that reverence, it overflows to every aspect of our life. I leave you with this closing passage in the book of Colossians. Chapter 3, verse 23 says simply this: whatsoever you do, doesn't matter what it is. You may just be simply coming to church to worship. You may be on staff here and have a job that you, whatsoever that you do, you may just be raising your families in the ways of the Lord. Whatsoever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men. Be cognizant of the fact that when you come on a Sunday or on a Wednesday, you are coming to assemble yourself, not before a pastor or a church or a congregation. You are assembling yourself before God. It is your relationship with God. If President Trump or President Biden or Obama, whoever you like, if they said, I'll be there at 5 o'clock, we'll meet. You're not going to come strolling in at 5:15. Well, how much higher is Jesus Christ than just man? And we owe him that reverence. We owe him that honor. He wants our hearts, not our habits. Would you bow your heads, please, all over the room? Father, I've done my best today to speak the words that you have given me. I'd ask you, oh God, that you would bring conviction, beginning with me, Lord, beginning in my life, the life of everyone that's within the sound of my voice, here in the worship room, across the online experience, through the archives. Lord, that we reconsider how intentional we are in our relationship with you, that we reverence you, that we come into your presence. The awe that we have of you, it works out to both reverence and honor and obedience. Father, I ask you for conviction now upon the hearing audience. Move by your Holy Spirit. Touch each of us in the area that we're most failing. Be it any of the things that I mentioned or perhaps things that I didn't mention, where we're not as reverent to the Lord as we should be. Come on, all over the room, would you stand to your feet this morning if you're able? I'm not mad at anybody this morning. If you ask the person beside you that knows me, I'm a very nice guy. But this is what the Lord gave me to give to you today. And let's just settle it within ourselves that, Lord, I've got to make changes. I want to come closer. Come on, just reach out to the Lord right now. Father, we come in repentance of the irreverent ways that we may have had in our lives. And we ask you for your leadership, that you lead us and you guide us to greater respect, greater honor, greater reverence of the things of God. Come on, just reach out to the Lord. He wants to hear your cry this morning. Just reach out.
Yes, continue to reach out. The Bible tells us to search ourselves. Look within your own hearts and notice in those areas where you need to say no to yourself and yes to God. It could be those extra 30 minutes of sleep. It could be that extra hour of TV. Whatever it is, allow the Holy Spirit to speak to your heart. We can all recognize that we're all human and we all do this. We all place God on the back burner at times. But let this message remind us that we ought to reverence God more. We ought to put Him higher in our lives more. Help us, Lord, to do that more and more every day, Lord. We thank you so much for your grace that you have on us, Lord. But help us to also realize that we have a responsibility as children of God to reverence you more, Lord, to be obedient to you and less obedient to our own selfish ways. And so, Lord, again, we thank you so much for the message that we've received this morning. It was so timeful and so needful. And we give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you so much for being out with us this morning. I certainly hope that that message blessed you. It definitely blessed me because there's areas, as Pastor was talking, that I recognize that I have pushed God away a little bit in areas, in sleep and spending time on my phone, watching TV. All of those things are those little small things, but the devil is crafty and he will use those small things if we let him to draw us further away from God. If you haven't had a chance to give, please know we always need your help and there's numerous ways to do that. So please give. We do have first worship coming up on December 31st. We're doing it a little different this year. So we're asking everybody to come out at 10 p.m. instead of 11 because we're going to have some festivities going on. So 10 p.m. Again, we do thank you so much for being with us and God bless you. You are dismissed.